Hello and welcome to Career Connect with me, Nzigi Mkhize, where we are speaking about everything that you need to know to help you figure out the right career for you. Today we are exploring a career in writing. If you like to string together words, if you enjoy writing, or if you simply want to be a great blogger, where do you start and what are some of the key skills that you need to have? Joining me on the couch today are Zethu Zulu, who is the Chief Copyright Editor at True Love Magazine, as well as Thabiso Mahlatse, who is a publisher and author and owner of Blackbird Books. Hi ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
So you are quite accomplished in your space, you know, writing and being out there in the industry. Tell me firstly, what does a career in writing look like?
Stressful.
Okay.
Very poor. But I mean, if you're doing it because it is the only thing in the world that you can do and the only place in the world where you can be and be happy, then it looks like a happy space. You get to live your best life. You're broke, but you're living your best life.
Okay, that's quite an interesting way to put it, because when we see people with books, you know, in our minds, I think we automatically think thousands or millions of sales, you know, and anytime you read somebody's bio and they're like, oh, this person's an author, you automatically jump to, okay, they're writing, they're speaking, and it must be great, you know. So you're saying it's not necessarily always that good looking.
No, especially in books, you know. We're not a country of people that read as well as we should be, or buying books as well as we should be. So if you are writing a book in this country, you're looking to make your national bestseller. So if you see a book and it's got a national bestseller stamp on it, if it's nonfiction, it's sold 5,000 copies.
Okay.
If it's fiction, it's sold only 3,000 copies.
Wow.
Whereas overseas, you need to sell about 500,000 or 1 million copies to be a bestseller.
Okay, so let's speak about options for careers for anybody wanting to write. You know, if I want to be a writer, where do I plug in? What are my career options going out into the industry?
What I find interesting now more than ever is that you don't necessarily need to study journalism. You don't need to study media studies, English. You can literally be studying for any degree. But if you have a natural talent of writing and you're willing to invest in honing your craft, you'll be able to have a career in writing. Because what I find interesting is that people think writers are separate from other industries, whereas in writing is everywhere. Marketing, medicine, law, you know, there is some form of writing in every industry. And if you are passionate about any of these industries and you have the ability to write, then you can be a writer in that industry.
Okay, let's make it a little bit more personal. You are Chief Copyright Editor. What does that mean?
Basically, it means that I'm the custodian of the editorial style guide of the brand that I work for, which is True Love. So it has a certain way of saying things. It has a certain way of writing about entertainment, about celebrities, about lifestyle issues. So it means that when all the journalists have handed in their work, then I'm the one that does the fact checking, you know, making sure that it does what it says it needs to do, and then just, you know, the finicky things, the grammar,
the details.
You know, the details, and just making sure that it's readable for the intended market. So widely, that's what I do.
So you mentioned something very interesting there, making sure that it's to the taste of the brand.
Yes.
At what point do you become so attuned with the brand that you work with or that you work for that you're able to write in their voice?
Okay, in my case personally, having been a fan of True Love because it's such an iconic brand that I grew up with, I think it ended up becoming second nature. But also, you know, you read a lot and you attend a lot of writing what you call writing training that are offered in house, just so that you are in tune with it and until it comes to a point where you can spot something that is written for True Love anyway. So it's a combination of many things.
It's a really good skill to have. So Thabiso, your career starts out author to publisher to owning your own publishing house. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, the author thing really isn't quite that. I write for newspapers or magazines when I'm commissioned to, but I studied publishing and I started out as a marketing intern at Jokana Media and literally worked my way up into becoming a publisher and then now into being a business you know, that is co-owned by me and the my previous employers.
Yeah. And what does it mean to be a publisher?
Well, it means you have to spot talent. Mm-hmm. It's like pop idols, but for books.
Yeah.
So you have to spot talent. You have to create the space for the talent to thrive, and you have to make sure that there's an audience and that it goes. It's pretty much so what she's saying about making sure that, you know, the work that is being put out is in the same, you know, in the kind of voice that is needed and that is the brand. So for me, the brand is black stories, black narratives, mm-hmm. And also just which ones. So it's the ones that resonate with me, because sure. There's nothing very objective about publishing. Publishers are very subjective, so which is mm-hmm. why you could go submit your book to 5 publishers yes. and have them say no, and then the 6th one says yes, because it resonated with them. Okay. So mm-hmm. it is about creating that space where you know what resonates with you as a person and as a publisher, and then looking for the voices to fill those places, looking for the issues or the things that excite you as a person, and that is, and then you put out the kind of books that basically I publish for myself as a
okay.
reader. Yeah,
sure. So what you enjoy reading is what you'd like to see more
yeah.
of out
so
there.
I mean, one of the things, one of my unofficial mentors, mm-hmm. because I don't believe that mentors are the people that you email and bug every day. That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Toni Morrison, who mm-hmm. is like the American Nominal. Version of what I'm doing now. She was the first black woman in the U.S. to start publishing black people mm-hmm. and black narratives. And so one of the things she said about books is that if there's a book that you want to write, you want to read and it hasn't been written, then you have to write it.
Yeah.
So and that is my thing as a publisher, is if there's a book that I want to see in a space and I can't find it, then I commission it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that. So I think for somebody sitting at home who really enjoys reading and writing, where would they start to be on that journey? You know, do they go out and decide to self-publish, or do they look for specific things with different publishers to see who would enjoy publishing their book or who sort of connects with their story?
Well, one, you don't find a publisher's number and then send them a WhatsApp and say, I want to write a book.
Sure.
Don't do that.
Not professional.
Yes. So do your homework. There's Publishing Association of South Africa. It's PASA. Their website is www.publishsa.co.za. You go there and they've got a list of all the publishers in the country. So what you ought to do is you need to look at your work, the book that you want to write, and then try yeah. to match it to a publishing house.
Sure.
Because each publishing house has like a flavor to them,
yeah.
you know, of the kind of things that they like to do.
It's a merging of personalities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So find, and don't try to write the same book that someone has already mm. written. So just because someone has written a book that sounds like your story, mm. basically, move on.
Sure.
Don't write a Cinderella story set in a village in South Africa, but it's still the same thing with evil stepmom, two sisters, and a father. Don't, like, be original, be innovative. You know, I mean,
yeah.
the internet also has made things so a lot more complicated, because stories become global and universal very quickly.
Yeah,
which means then that people have to really go within themselves to find an alternative, a new story that is going to get me hooked as a publisher, or get any other publisher hooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear very strong yes for coming from you. So we'll chat a bit more
yeah.
about that after the break. After the break, we speak about things that tick off professionals in the writing space so that you know how to hone in your skills. And we'll also be talking about skills. Where can you go to get started? Stay tuned for more after the break.
I believe creative writing can be feasible in South Africa, particularly because in South Africa we have a lot of stories to tell. We are very diverse in whatever that we do, and I believe we have our own way of doing things.
What do I think schools can put in place for writers at an early age? I think they can open up more platforms for them to gain more information about media institutions, and also universities can open up more platforms where they can get some experience, do some freelance work.
We need more maybe inter-school competitions where students will kind of compete amongst themselves in creative writing, in reflective writing, in literature writing, academic writing, and all that. And also what we can do is we can run workshops from as early age as possible. Invite authors who are already published, who are already out there, writers who are already out there, and then they come in place and just to kind of workshop this potential writers as well into how can you go about it. What are the milestones? Do you have to read? Do you have to do whatever that you have to do?
If I were a writer, I would want to write for magazines or newspapers. I think that mostly for teen magazines. It's fun to write about teen things, also about serious matters concerning teens. And I think that there's a lot of information that we can give to teens that they might find very useful.
Some of the misconceptions is that for you to be a writer, you need to have like sort of a name out there, you know? It's like people need to first know you before they can even follow whatever that you write. And I think it's not true. I think if you tell your stories very well, you can make it in whatever way, so long as people will resonate and so long as people would relate to the stories that you write. And also, people tend to think that you need to write about things that really affect the public, you know, you need to be controversial. You don't really need to be controversial. You can always write creatively and you can create your own perception that people would maybe want to follow in the near future. So you do not need to be an influential person already or a person who is already celebrated. You can be an author as early as possible and as young as you are, so long as the stories that you tell people can resonate and you know very well the market and the people that you are targeting to read your stories.
Welcome back to Career Connect with me, Nzigi Mkhize. We are exploring a career in writing. On the couch is Zetu and Thabiso. So previously we spoke about, you know, the little things that tick you off, you know, because you're so good at what you do and you really see talent and you really see a professional hand at work. What are the things that really bug you when you pick up a magazine or open a blog?
The fact that you can tell when a person hasn't read more about the subject that they're writing about. Mm-hmm. And I like what Thabiso said earlier, that you invest in the work that you want to produce. And the simplest way to do that is to read. Yeah. Reading produces better writers, I believe, and you can tell from the quality of work, from the confidence also, because when you've read widely and indiscriminately about the subject that you're writing about, you yourself will be able to tell what is good and bad copy, how not to write about a subject, and through that process of elimination by knowing what's bad, you are able to focus on the good. And you have to read, like writers are readers.
Writers are readers, that's a very key point.
That's very true, and I think it's one of my biggest pet peeves, is that when I get an email and someone says I've written a book, and the first line in the book will tell you if a person has read a book. Or sometimes I can tell which kinds of books they've been reading, which is usually like your international, motivational, T.D. Jakes, that his name?
Yeah.
Those kind of people, you know. So you have to be able to write in the way that you want to be published.
Sure.
And also one of the things that really annoys me is the arrogance of someone who wants to write but does not read. Because you want to be read, but you're not reading anyone else. How is that going to work out, you know? And also, just in the way, people are lazy. Don't write me an email and say to me, how do I get my book published? You have the internet. You could email me. You can definitely go to Google.
Sure.
You know,
how do
I submit my book? It's on our website.
Mm.
You've emailed me, so you've got the domain. Why haven't you done your homework? Like, I don't even respond to those.
Sure.
I will not respond to it, because do your homework. Like, you know, let me know that, let me see that you've put in some work into this and you want it.
Sure. So I'm a high school student going into varsity and I want to be a writer. I don't know where I'm going, but this thing I want to do, you know, where does one start?
Yeah, there are so many options, especially these days. I mean, there are courses now specifically for writing that you could pursue. But more than anything, I think find a course that is going to nurture in you a love for reading, and reading is not limited to novels. Please, let's get that out of our mind. Being able to summarize a textbook, for example, that is a form of reading. So for me, get into the habit of reading as early as you can, and then get into the habit of writing as early as you can. And I think, you know, sometimes we try to not have a template to say this is how you become a writer,
yeah.
because there's so many ways to get into it. I think as an individual, even when you're a teenager, you have some kind of idea of what it is that you want to do. And when you looking through your, what do you call them, those application forms,
yes.
For varsity, you get some kind of idea from the courses that you're researching, that which one do you think would lead you to where you want to be. So do your research also, as Tabiso is saying. I mean, we live in a world now where there's literally everything that you need to know on Google.
Sure.
So do your research.
And technology has made the world a lot smaller for us.
Yeah.
Can you start writing tomorrow and become an international name?
You could.
Yeah.
You could. I mean, you could write a blog that is so successful, you know, that it baffles all of us. You know, but what you need to do, I think, if you're going to become a writer, you need to find a niche. So you need to find the gap that you are going to fill. Don't try to come in as someone. Don't try to be the next somebody or the new button bunny. Just find the thing that is going to be uniquely yours. I think one of the things I try to live by is that any kind of work that you do, you must be able to offer a solution that only you can offer.
Mm.
So if you're going to find a job, even if you're moving from an old job to a new job and you're applying, if I was hiring, I'd be looking for someone that says, I'm the person that can do this for you, and be the only person that can do that for me. So what is your offering? What is your unique offering? And I think that's a term they use in marketing. But what is your unique offering? So you have to find your voice, you have to hone it, and it usually comes from, like Zit was saying, you read a lot.
Yeah.
And then you realize, okay, so there's this. If I take this one and combine it with that, because also, you know, with intertextuality, nothing is ever completely new. So you need to find a clever way of combining this and that and making it into your thing and owning it. So it means, like, innovation for me is key.
Yes, and social media is there to help us innovate.
Absolutely.
And all the reading online. Tell me, what are some of the pros and cons of being in this industry? You know, so I come out, I'm ready, whether I studied journalism, whether I studied English, or whether I'm from a different field, but I'm really good at writing.
Yeah.
I've spent the time reading and honing my craft, and I'm really interested in writing. What are some of the pros and cons of being in the space?
Well, the first thing for me as a pro is that writing is forever. It is probably the one form of media that is, like, can be archived, like forever archived kind of thing. You know, no one is going to say we've run out of space for podcasts or whatever, but, you know, it is the one thing that will live forever.
Sure.
You write something and you're immortalized.
Yes.
So for me, just the opportunity for that to even happen to you is, like, for me, it's just like glory, right? But also because you get to add your voice. And I don't know, I think the idea of people staying silent and never being able to offer their voice or their voices or their ideas and their opinions it's important, you know. But the cons of it is that, you know, the minute you put yourself out there, you're opening yourself up to a lot of opinions on who you are, you know, backlash opinions on your work, even by people who don't even actually understand. And you're sitting there, you're like, you don't deserve to have my name pass through your mouth.
Or people who don't read,
you know.
So
that, and also there isn't a lot of money in books, in writing, especially. Are you guys still paying people $3 a word?
Five now.
Oh wow, I want to write for True Love.
Okay.
So there's that as well. There isn't a lot of money. So if they commission a 500 piece from you at 500
a word,
that's like how much? 25? 2,005.
Yeah.
And then SARS is gonna take its share before they give it to you. So you don't actually get 2.5 into your account.
It's less than that.
So the money aspect of it isn't quite good. But I also think it may very well be in line with, like, how I see the new work environment being. I don't think the 9-to-5 thing is going to work for us anymore. I think people are finding ways to develop multiple streams of income, and you know you can do a lot of things. And so if you're a writer, it allows you to live and breathe in another space, because people value your opinions and your thing, and so you're able to make a living out of various things.
And everybody needs great coffee. So I think we can keep talking so much more. There's so much that I really want to learn from you and just uncover. Where do people find you on social media if they want to ask you questions that won't take you off?
I'm Thabiso Bonita on Twitter. If you search for Oprah Morrison, you'll find me.
Okay. Thabiso Bonita.
I'm Zethu Zulu. Just Zethu Zulu.
Perfect.
On Twitter,
Ladies, thank you so much, and I wish you all the best as your careers continue to flourish. For more great content to help you build a name for yourself and identify the career that will work for you, stay tuned to Career Connect only here on Business Day TV. Until next time, thanks for watching.